Last summer, Utah joined 17 other states in banning dishwasher detergent that contains 0.5% phosphorus or more. Phosphates are known to disrupt plant growth and wildlife when they seep into waterways in large amounts. But Republican Representative Steven Sandstrom, who sponsored the bill to overturn the ban, says it's difficult to pin all phosphate problems on dish soap. And he notes that while the ban applied to household detergents, cleaning products for restaurants and commercial businesses were exempt.
Now, why were they exempted? They were worried about health risks. They were worried about not cleaning the bacteria and such off of dishes. So there's a big difference between sanitary dishes and clean dishes.
Nicole Anderson, who lives in Murray, says she wants her kids to be healthy and have clean dishes, but says Utah would be taking a step backwards by overdosing on phosphates.
Everything we flush down our sinks or our dishwashers is going into Utah Lake, to the Great Salt Lake eventually. The Utah Lake drains into the Jordan River. The Jordan River roads go into the Great Salt Lake. That in turn affects all of the wildlife, microorganisms, birds, everything that we cherish here in this great state of Utah.
Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe said perhaps Sandstrom is correct that phosphorus is only a minor contributor to environmental concerns, but he's not convinced it would be a good idea to reverse the ban.
I really, really struggle, as much as I understand how important dishes without spots on them are. I really struggle the legislature bringing something back that is going to cost some people in Utah with some significantly increased costs for water cleanup.
And that cost would be more than $1 billion to remove the amount of phosphates Utahns would be putting back into waterways, according to Utah Division of Water Quality Director Walt Baker, who testified at the hearing. Still, the bill had supporters like Karen Clark, vice president of the Utah Eagle Forum, who says there are a lot of people who have to worry about the health risks of dirty dishes.
If you wash them by hand, I don't think you can get the water hot enough, and that's why we use the dishwasher. And if the food and germs are being built up on the dishes, then they're not going to get clean. Then you have to wash them again, use more soap, use more water, use more time. That isn't very environmentally safe either.
She says it's disturbing to see lawmakers put the health of the environment over the health of its people. The bill failed on a 6-6 vote in a House Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee. When the legislature initially passed the phosphorus ban in 2008, Representative Sandstrom supported it. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.